Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will probably be the candidates in the running for the White House in November as Super Tuesday draws to a close. Caucuses to pick the Republican and Democrat candidates were held across 12 states. Trump and Clinton won 7 states each. However, neither are the official candidate yet. Democrat Bernie Sanders won 4 states, while Republican Ted Cruz won big in Texas and Oklahoma. This morning, Cruz was calling on fellow Republican candidates to drop out and unite behind him against Trump. The final party candidates will become clearer over the next 2 weeks as 9 states hold their caucuses, including the crucial states of Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina. François Hollande has come to the defence of the proposed work bill that has been put forward by Myriam El Khomri. The president has assured that the bill would grant employees flexibility and security while enabling companies to negotiate. The bill is due to be presented on March 24th to the Council of Ministers. Prime Minister Manuel Valls has suddenly postponed his visit to Australia that was scheduled for next week in order to work alongside social partners. Michelin will be cutting nearly 500 jobs in France in the next 2 years. The French tyre giant will be restructuring its business in its hometown of Clermont-Ferrand. Management has assured that these will not be forced departures and that employees will be sent to work at other Michelin sites. The news comes as the site at Clermont-Ferrand has had an extraordinary year. Skiers are being urged to take care after 2 skiers fell to their deaths yesterday in the Savoie. A 47-year-old man died in Valmenier after losing control of his skis. Another 27-year-old skier died after falling into rocks. To football now, and tonight is the quarterfinals of the Coupe de France. Lorient will play Gazalec Ajaccio at 7 p.m. while Sochaux take on Nantes. Then at 9:05 p.m. Paris Saint-Germain will take on Saint-Étienne. And talking of football, Toulouse has a new coach. Pascal Duprat will replace Dominique Arribagé, who resigned after a series of poor performances from the team. Duprat's main task will be to avoid relegation after Toulouse's results have improved. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.